Government numbers from May show nearly 12,000 minors are in shelters after being apprehended at the southern border. That number has grown under the president's zero-tolerance policy, which aggressively prosecutes more border crossers and has separated immigrant children from their parents. President Trump moved to end family separation, but other policies under his administration could prohibit reunification and keep children in shelters longer. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor reports.
Stefania Arteaga scans the fingerprints of around 20 people per day who hope to provide a home for children and teenagers until their cases are heard in immigration court. Most of them are family members.
I have to say, you know, relax. Don't press against the machine because we don't want your prints to be too dark. Let me readjust your thumb.
She works with the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, which provides legal aid to immigrants. It's part of a network that runs the required background checks and takes fingerprints for the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement, or ORR. The office has placed 565 minors with sponsors in North Carolina so far this year, with 141 in Mecklenburg County. Sponsors don't have to be in the country legally to qualify for custody, but they do have to provide a lot of information about themselves.
We go ahead and get the family members' biographic information, color of hair, height, color of eyes.
And also their immigration status, address, employment information, and criminal history, to name a few. Arteaga used to be able to assure them that she wouldn't share this information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. But that changed in April. That's when a new policy allowed ICE and other law enforcement agencies to access that information. In addition, a rule established in June also requires all adults in the sponsor's household to be fingerprinted and allows ICE to use that data to check everyone's immigration status. Arteaga now has to explain those changes, and she says the reaction is fear.
Usually if you have really sweaty palms, you can see the halo that comes around. So I would grab their hand and sometimes it would shake.
Arteaga says of the 20 or so potential sponsors she now fingerprints daily, one or two will back out due to fear of deportation. Homeland Security and ORR officials say the purpose isn't deportation, but safety. Over the past few years, nearly all of the minors crossing the border alone are teenagers, and they're from countries overwhelmed with gang violence, like Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. In congressional testimony in May, Assistant Secretary Steve Wagner, who oversees ORR, said the goal of stricter vetting of sponsors is to protect unaccompanied minors, which he calls UACs, from gangs.
UAC are at potential risk of recruitment into criminal gangs, posing a danger not only to themselves, but also to their communities. ORR has instituted a number of interventions for UACs and their sponsors designed to reduce and address the risk of gang recruitment.
Wagner says the office recently learned of some minors released to sponsors in New York who got involved with gangs, but he didn't give specifics. But that explanation doesn't make sense to Diane Eikenberry of the National Immigrant Justice Center. She says there were problems with properly vetting sponsors in the past, but those were taken care of. She says the recent changes that allow ICE to access sponsors' information are unnecessary.
After, you know, many years of this process working in a certain way and being improved when deficiencies were noted, but suddenly now they're saying, oh, well, now we need ICE in this process, when under previous administrations there was a deliberate choice to not involve ICE for the very fear that it would have a chilling effect.
And when asked about the impact it has on unaccompanied minors, she says,
more children will languish in detention for longer.
Even before these changes, ORR was having a harder time finding sponsors for minors. The average length of time a minor stays in an ORR shelter rose from 51 days in 2017 to 57 days in 2018. And under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, more immigrants are being detained and prosecuted with the federal misdemeanor crime of illegal entry. That means more children, some who were separated from their families at the border, are being placed in ORR shelters and are needing sponsors to take custody of them. Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy is seeing the impact of that, says Arteaga. In recent months, the center has seen a dramatic uptick in potential sponsors to meet the increased need. They fingerprinted 168 people in April alone. In April 2017, they only fingerprinted 12. But since the policy change,
they say certain phrases like, well, I don't have a choice. That's my brother, or that's my sister, or that's my son. They're definitely, you know, in a very tough situation where they're putting themselves in jeopardy to attempt to protect their loved ones.
She says the overwhelming majority go through with the process, but understands the fear that drives some people not to. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.